This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook. I'm Riley Smith. Egg and chicken production was down in 2024. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
Farmers, stop wasting time with accounting software that's not made for you. Ambrook has built a financial management tool for agriculture. Ambrook syncs to thousands of community banks so you can pull your transactions automatically. You can track the profit and loss of each of your enterprises separately, manage internal transfers between parts of your business, and pull categories right into Schedule F tax reporting. Ambrook, it's accounting software made for cowboys. Try Ambrook for 30 days free at ambrook.com/Iowa. That's ambrook.com/Iowa.
A new report from the USDA sheds light on chicken and egg production in the U.S. last year. The USDA released its annual chicken and egg summary this week, which presents data on the number of egg layers, egg production, and the total U.S. chicken inventory as of December 1, 2024. Barrett Nelson, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the report gives important insight into the U.S. poultry flock.
According to this report, layers in 2024 were estimated at an average of 375 million. Now, this is down about 2% from last year. Our egg production from layers totaled 109 billion eggs, down 1%. Lastly, let's talk about the overall chicken inventory. Now, this came in at 514 million birds, down about 2% from last year.
While the USDA expects a modest increase in the price of broiler chickens, egg prices have taken a much more significant jump.
Eggs have come up dramatically over the last couple of months. The average New York wholesale price for large eggs for the last week of January was $7.46 a dozen, more than 150% of where we were at $2.94 last year. The annual average price projection by USDA for eggs is now $4.44 per dozen.
The biggest factor behind the changes is highly pathogenic avian influenza. However, the current report doesn't include the birds lost so far in 2025, which means the report doesn't reflect what consumers are currently seeing at the grocery store.
The U.S. lost about 43 million birds in January and February after this report. Now, this is about 25% or a quarter of all the birds affected since the outbreak began in 2022. And this is not yet captured in this report.
For Money Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.